Politics aside, now let's talk sports in Mexico. Soccer is definitely the most popular game there. But in recent years, rugby has seen a dedicated and growing following in Mexico, along with other parts of Latin America. And women's rugby in particular is really attracting attention. Reporter Emily Green joins us from Mexico City. So tell us a little bit about Mexico's interest in rugby. When did it really kick off? And what do you think the appeal is?
So it really kicked off around 5 years ago. I think in general, the sport of rugby has been growing worldwide. And in 2016, it was the first time in a very, very long time, decades, that rugby was played at the Olympics. So within that broader context, rugby is growing in popularity, and it's also growing in popularity here in Mexico. For some context, just, say, 10 years ago, you would be hard-pressed to find a single women's rugby team in Mexico. And then 4 or 5 years ago, you might find a handful, 4 or 5. And now there are 50 women's rugby teams in Mexico. And I think the linchpin, the turning point, was when they introduced it to the Youth Olympics here in Mexico. And then there was a real concerted push for each state to have its own rugby team. And it's from that genesis that we're seeing the sport grow.
And women's rugby in particular, that's also taking off in a big way. And I know you've spoken with some Mexican women who've started playing rugby, right?
Yes, I have. I went to an international tournament where the Mexican women's rugby team was playing, and I talked to one of the players, Alma Jimenez, who's 23, and she told me she had never even heard of rugby before she went to her university, and that's where she became introduced to it.
Y la verdad se me hizo muy gracioso, muy chistoso como en los lines subía la gente, tacleaban, pero me gustó. Yo soy una persona que le gustó mucho el contacto, el deporte en contacto, jugué americano antes y me fascinó. Después de que lo jugué mi primer partido, ya nunca más lo dejé.
So she says there that the sport at first seemed really funny and it was weird to her, but she is someone who liked contact in sport. And so she liked the fact that in rugby there is tackling. She says after the first time she played, she was completely hooked and she's never left it since.
Not only is she hooked, she's on the national team now, right?
Yeah, she's on the national team. And the national team is doing incredibly well. I think shockingly well, given that it just started taking off in this country 3 and 4 years ago. They played an international tournament last fall, and the tournament was to see who can participate in the World Rugby Cup. And that World Rugby Cup is being held in 2018 in San Francisco. And to my shock, they won the tournament. The coach will say it wasn't a shock in that he always thought they were going to win, but I feel fairly confident in saying that probably a lot of people at this tournament were somewhat surprised that the women's rugby team came out ahead. This is what Coach Robin McDowell said last year in November.
No Mexican team, men or women's, have ever qualified for something this big. This is like Mexican sport history. This is world rugby history. This is like the best day of my life.
Yeah, so Mexico's team is really excelling here. So you've been to a few games, Emily. What was the mood like? What's the atmosphere? Are Mexicans, both male and female, embracing women's rugby?
Yes, it was a very vibrant, joyous mood. Not quite as big as, say, soccer games here, which attract thousands and thousands of people. But there were hundreds of people there, incredibly excited, emotional, and even singing, breaking out into song after the women's rugby team won.
So, I mean, rugby in many parts of the world, even where it's been popular for a long time, it's often considered a man's sport. Do you think, are you hearing that the success of the Mexican women's team could be contagious?
I don't know if it's going to be contagious in other parts of the world, but I think the success of the Mexican women's team, the national team, could be contagious within Mexico and help spread the sport here in Mexico. And like you said, it is kind of considered a man's sport. It involves tackling and really rough, and these are not exactly necessarily qualities associated or valued among women here in Mexico. So the fact that it's being embraced is also a sort of implicit rejection of the machismo that we see here in Mexico. And I think that is really important to emphasize and fascinating that via a sport, we can also see a broader cultural change within the society.
How would you kind of define or characterize that broader cultural change?
I think the broader cultural change is not just relegating sports to the men's realm. Women can embrace it, and women can be strong. They're not just someone cleaning the house or looking pretty, that they're also people who can tackle and be rough and show that physicality that for many decades has not been a value here in Mexico and not been a value in many parts of the world. I mean, last year, for the first time, we had a women's professional soccer league in Mexico. And so that is also a big cultural shift. And I think if you look at it in the aggregate between soccer and the advent of rugby, what we're seeing in Mexico is a new generation of women who are playing sports, playing it on a professional level, and really giving it their all. And it's something also that's becoming a source of national pride for Mexico. And I think that is where we're seeing the bigger change in terms of gender dynamics in this country.
Reporter Emily Green in Mexico City, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.